Hello, everyone. This is Ava Waits. I want to welcome you to the call today. This is our second call in the free teleseries, When Your Business Clicks and Success Pours In. And I'm really thrilled to be back here with you today. Today we have a little over an hour together, and I'm really excited to be supporting you again. And I also want to thank all of you for being a part of the last teleclass. That was so much fun to really be able to share how to make over $7,000 from your first keynote speech. And I'm really excited that you got to listen into that. And it was just such an honor to share that information with you. I heard back from a few of you saying that that was really that teleclass actually caused a pretty big shift, and even really inspired you to begin looking for speaking opportunities and making that a bigger part of your business. So I want to congratulate you on that. That is just really exciting. So we are going to go ahead and get started today. Like I said, we have just a touch over an hour together, and we are going to go through this teleclass that I put together today about becoming the author you admire most. And I am really excited to share this information too. So we're going to be doing a few things today on this teleclass. So first one is I will actually be sharing some information about those steps to becoming an author. So for those of you who are on the phone right now and you are interested in writing a book, maybe you have written a book, maybe you have a couple chapters written, or maybe even if that's just way, way, way in the future, I'm going to be supporting you through getting started on that if it's actually time to get started, and we'll talk about whether it's time or not. We are also going to be talking about strategies that will quickly pull you out of feeling like you're not enough. And these are strategies that will give you a boost of income as well as a boost of publicity, which will be really great, especially if you're a business owner on the line and you're listening in today. So I'm going to talk about how to tell when it's time to begin writing your first book, and that's something I'd love to share with you through a story of an experience that I had, and I promise, like, this is going to save you hours and potentially years of wasted time. So I'm really excited to give you that. And then just like I said, when we talk about the part about improving your sense of self-worth, which I'm going to be sharing about toward the end of the call, and shifting really to working with a higher caliber of clients than you maybe even thought possible, there is a lot of money in that for you. So I'm thrilled to be able to share that as well. So let me just check to see if we have some more people coming onto the line. Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay, let's go ahead and get all into this. I'm thrilled to be here, and I just want to let you know that you are really in this right place if you're an entrepreneur who is constantly dedicated to improving yourself. You are dedicated to improving your outlook on life. And as I mentioned, if you're here and you're thinking about writing a book, or you simply are just looking for the respect and admiration and opportunities that show up in the lives of the authors that you really enjoy and the people that you really enjoy reading their books. So, and then I'm also I know this is exactly a perfect spot for you to be here this afternoon if you are thinking about writing that book. So before the call, when I was sending out reminder emails, one thing that I asked you to do was to grab your favorite book off the shelf, or a book written by your favorite author. It didn't necessarily have to be your absolute favorite book. And I asked you just to have that next to you, just to bring some of that energy of this author into your life and into our time together today. So I just wanted to tell you, I actually have a little pile of books next to me. I picked a few books, and one of them is The Writings of Florence Scovel Shinn, and she wrote the book The Game of Life and How to Play It, which was just an amazing book for me, really gave me some huge insights, really helped me to look at money in a very new way, and I highly recommend that book, The Writings of Florence Scovel Shinn. That is a collection of some of her pieces. And then the other book that I also have next to me is by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and it's called The Power of Intention. And there are a few more too, but I won't go through the entire list. But just know that I have those lovely authors sitting behind me in spirit as we are going through this call today. One of them is currently still living, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and then Florence Scovel Shinn. She wrote her books quite a while ago, in the mid-1900s. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to welcome back. Some of you have been listening into these calls with me already last week when we had our first teleclass together, and then some of you are probably newer to this. I know we had a lot of signups in between this teleclass and then the one last week, so I just want to welcome you and really thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to be here and really to have this focus time so we can just dive right into this, and I want to support you in as many ways possible tonight. So I do want to introduce myself for those of you who aren't very familiar with me or my work yet, and then I'm going to get right into the content. So my name is Ava Waites, and you can find me at the website avawaites.com. And I support entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers to feed the source of their success. I also do a lot of work around money with them and shifting money mindset. So we do some work about releasing financial constriction and really opening up that flow of income, as well as really I love supporting entrepreneurs to have less anxiety around outflows and inflows in their business and in their life. So I do work like that. And then because I love to travel, I tend to attract a lot of people who also love to travel, and I do help entrepreneurs build a professional life that bends to their itinerary. So it's your rules. Like we are living in a very amazing time where if you are here as an entrepreneur, you have a lot of creativity. A lot of creativity and a lot of options available to you. And if you want to go traveling for half of the year, you can do it. And there are ways that you can really have that happen. So I was telling a little bit more about myself just on the last call last week. So I actually originally started in a nutrition company. That was my original business. I started that about 4.5 years ago. I was working with people who had food sensitivities, digestive disorders, dental health issues, and was building that for a while. It sort of shifted a couple times. I was also doing some support for people who went traveling, so teaching classes through travel TV host Rick Steves. I was teaching Traveling Healthy in Europe classes through his company. I was supporting people who were living these busy lives where they did have to get on a plane quite often and relocate. So that was a lot of fun. And it got to this point where I all of a sudden, by a couple turn of events, was gifted an opportunity to interact and coach and support about 80 entrepreneurs privately. And some of them were with me for some health support, and some of them were, most of them were there for business support. And so I was able to start providing them with business support, and it was so funny because I really just had to take those signs from the universe, and at a certain point I realized that I was actually coaching way more entrepreneurs than I had ever even coached nutrition clients in my company. Like that's how much it shifted, and that's how drastically it shifted. So I finally just said yes to what was showing up in my life, and now support entrepreneurs and aspiring speakers. And the interesting thing is, and you'll notice this, especially if you're here, you're an entrepreneur, you're on this journey, you're on this path, is that as you shift again and again and keep saying yes to the things that you desire and yes to the things that you love, that you'll find that opportunities just open up. I realize, looking back, that there was a time early on in my nutrition company where I was doing some things that were out of alignment with what I really desired to be doing as an entrepreneur, and whenever I was able to shift them, great opportunities opened up. More money flowed in, more clients came to me, opportunities to fly across the country and speak about my business in front of huge audiences. Those were the things that showed up in my life. So I just want you to know that this journey is about really getting clear on what you love and what you really desire to have in your life. And you might be thinking about or desiring about to go down the author path, and that's exciting. Or you're here today because you simply want to take on the energy of someone who is a widely acclaimed author, and you know that that is really going to support you in growing your business and growing it very quickly. So we are going to talk about that today. So becoming the author you most admire. It's not just about writing a book, and it's not just about being an author who does a copycat book of another book that you liked. And so today we're going to be talking about a lot of those energetic shifts behind becoming the author you most admire. But first, I am going to talk to some of you right now who really actually want to publish that book. Like you really want that book. You want to be labeled as an author. You want your name, author of, and then the name of your book. You want that. So I want to talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to go into some of these energetic shifts that are really going to help you grow your business and get a lot more publicity and a lot more clients. So let me take a sip of water, and we'll start. So first, I'm such a storyteller. I'll actually get to this a little bit later, but the book coach that I was working with for a while as I was starting to write my own book, which I'm working on right now, it was very helpful because she was talking about how we share things in different ways. And when we were looking at my style of sharing things, it was really evident that I share through stories. And that's one of the easiest ways for me to be able to transfer information to you. So I want to share a story with you. And this is a story I really hope that it will help you know exactly when it's time to start writing your first book. And I want to really be able to save you hours and potentially years of wasted time, because sometimes we start projects and we don't really mean it, or we're just not really in the right spot, and then things shift and change, and we've wasted a lot of hours writing a book that is not going to go anywhere. And of course, I always do believe that things happen for a reason, so I think we're going to learn from every experience. But I hope that just through the story, it really helps you see if you're ready, if you're not quite ready, if it's time yet, maybe it's not time. So I want to start, we'll take it back actually to a series of travel opportunities that I had. I think about 7 months ago, actually, a little bit earlier in 2013. And what I was doing is I was first, I hopped over on a plane out to the Hawaiian Islands. I went to the island of Kauai. My little brother lives there. And I was out there with him. Some of you know this, and some of you this might be new, but he actually lives on the Hindu monastery. So, surprise, I had a brother in my family become a Hindu monk. So it was a big change for the family, and so I was actually going out there to meet all of my new brother monks and to see where my brother was living now and to experience that. And so I went out there, and that trip was the first in a series of three locations that I was traveling to during this month. And it was a beautiful experience. I learned a lot of prosperity secrets from the Hindu monks. I was looking at how they built their business, because they actually have a publishing business built into the monastery. So after I was finished on my time on Kauai, I flew to Los Angeles, and I was going to be teaching a class in Los Angeles, actually, for it was a Traveling Healthy in Europe class, and it was through a travel bookstore in Pasadena. And I went down for that, and then I also had a conference to attend in Los Angeles. And so I taught my class, my Traveling Healthy in Europe class, and then the next couple of days I was going to this conference. So what happened is I walked into this conference room. I mostly didn't know everyone. I wasn't really very familiar with the teachers either. I had gotten a free ticket to this conference, so I decided to go and do it and make a trip out of it. And so I met a few just strangers at first, and then I realized that there were also a few people in the room that I knew. So these were entrepreneurs in the LA area that I had met before. I had met at previous conferences. And you'll even find, too, the more conferences that you go to, that you will find overlaps of people. You'll see people that you know. So I walked in and saw one of my colleagues who I hadn't seen for maybe half a year, actually. And it was interesting being at this conference because they were teaching us how to build our businesses, of course. It was definite strategies around building our business, strategies about teaching classes and then being able to invite clients into programs and invite clients into your services after you taught those classes. And there was this one part, and I don't even remember the details of this section, but this idea popped up in my mind that to be the type of entrepreneur that I really aim to be, that I needed to write a book. And this idea popped up, and it was exciting. Like, I was sitting there in my seat. I was getting thrilled and excited and thinking, wow, that sounds good. Like, maybe it's finally time. And the thing was is that a couple years before that, I remember at one point thinking, I could write a book. Like, this the first time I thought about it, it was really early in my business, and I was like, I could write a book. And I remember just thinking back to that early time in my business where, yes, I could have written a book, but when I look back at that, I really see that at that point in my life, I had not done enough self-exploration, and I had not really had enough interactions in my business to really feel fully confident in writing a book. And also looking back, I realized that if I had written a book in that first year in my business, that my business has shifted so much since then. And right now, I feel really settled and really good where I'm at in my business, and I know there will be more shifts in the future. But if I had written a book way back then, that it would have been just outdated at this point. And it wouldn't have really followed me very far in my business because of that shift I took from my nutrition company into my business coaching company. So that was something that I'd realized. But so back to this conference. So I was sitting there in the fifth row back and thinking, oh yeah, I could write my book. Like, then, you know, I can get on stage more and I can be an author, and just, I was getting really excited about it. And then I walk into the bathroom on one of the breaks and I see my colleague again. So this is a colleague who I'd known just for a little while, maybe half of a year. And I saw her and I said, oh, hi, it's so good to see you. And she said, oh yeah, like, yeah, aren't you writing a book or something right now? And nowhere, anywhere, not on Facebook. Like, I had not mentioned a book anywhere, but to walk into the bathroom and have her, that be pretty much the first thing that came out of her mouth was, aren't you writing a book? It was one of those things. It was just a definite sign for me. And I realized that it showed up on my face, right? I mean, it was there. Obviously, it was in my energy. It was just a sign I took. I'm like, wow, I think maybe this needs to start. So I finished up my time in Los Angeles, and then looking back onto this, that was quite a whirlwind month. I then decided to go to a second conference in Dallas, Texas, after being in Los Angeles. So now I hop over to Dallas, and this is my third stop on the trip. Luckily, after this, I'm finally going home back to Washington State. So I attend a conference in Dallas. It is another conference for entrepreneurs. So we're talking about building our businesses and really just being brave as entrepreneurs. That was something that came up quite a bit. And there were sponsors at this conference. So sponsors, people who come in who quite often they are paying money to be there and to be able to have their names printed in some of the books. And they also have a booth, usually just outside of the conference room, so people there can really interact with them. And it is actually a really great way to grow your business, to be a sponsor for an event. But they had sponsors, a whole bunch of sponsors, a lot of other people who were doing, you know, different types of coaching, whether it was romantic coaching, intimacy coaching, business coaching, things like that. So there were a lot of people out there in the room. And I remember walking around, and I met a few people, definitely, and had some great connections with people, but I was also just a little bit scared to interact with people because I had this fear showing up, like, oh gosh, like they're going to sell me something. They're going to sell me something I don't need. And that was just a personal fear that was happening at that point for me. But what happened on the very last day is some way I lingered over to the table that there was a coach, a book coach, And she helps people get published, and she helps people write their books. And so I lingered over toward her table and got into a conversation with her and decided to meet with her the morning after the conference so we could talk, because I told her, I'm like, well, I'm having some book ideas show up, and I think it might be time to write this book, and I'd love to talk about it. So the next morning I ended up going and talking with her, and it actually took me a little while to realize that it was only about 4 days before in Los Angeles that I had made that energetic commitment to write my book. Immediately, my friend in the bathroom said, oh, you're writing a book, right? And then it was just about 4 days later that this book coach came into my life, and she knew how I could write the book. Now I know more about writing a book because I'm working on mine, but like, I did not know anything about writing books. I had no idea where to start. I had no idea how to structure it, like exactly none. And if there's anything that I learned through my entrepreneurial career so far, it is that if someone else has something that you desire, you can take the shortcut fast way and you can receive that thing. And it usually means that you do hire them. So I ended up hiring this book coach. And so the thing was here, and I think this comes up a lot of times when we're looking at really like going all out for something, like really dedicating ourselves to it. So I had already been traveling like to 3 locations at once in 1 month. Like, that's a lot of traveling. Like, that took money. Like, I was paying for a hotel. I was paying for transportation. I paid for the planes, all the food. All of that stuff, right? You have to pay for that. So there was a lot of traveling going on. It was not in my financial plans to hire a second coach right at that point in time. But I was getting too many signs from the universe. So I did, and I found the money for it. And it was at an unmistakable moment that it was really, I knew it was time to get the backbone in place for my book so I could start being really becoming like the authors that I admired. And I was really desiring that. So at this point now, I am working on my book. I have several chapters written. I have no idea how long it's going to take to write it, but I have the backbone in place and even a potential name and things like that. And, you know, I'm just keeping that just kind of protected and hidden behind the scenes and working on it and creating it. And when it's ready to be released and it's ready to be shared, then it will. So, yeah, so I hope that really through that story that you see that there will be a moment where you're getting unmistakable signs and unmistakable resources that show up that really tell you that it's time to write your book. And you can use principles from this story for anything. Like, you'll get unmistakable signs whether it's time to do whatever, to go on a trip, to have a child, to open a new part of your business, to run some sort of event. Like, every time you will get these signs and confirmations. So let me get a sip of water. And I want you to go ahead and, if you have a book next to you that is written by an author that you admire, go ahead and just keep that close for a minute. And so this is for you. I really want to have you get in touch with what it is that you so admire about this author. And I want you to go ahead and think about what this author has in their lives right now, because they have stepped up into the world as an author and probably a teacher. I know that most of the authors that I read, they're teaching in some way, they're lecturing, they're on book tours, they're doing online classes, things like that. They're definitely teachers. So I want you to go ahead and just think about that author for a minute and to know that there's something that you admire about them, like whatever it is that you admire about them. Maybe it's their writing style, maybe it's their gentleness, whatever it is, or maybe it's something that they're experiencing in their lives. Because you admire it, that really means that you are meant to experience it. So if you admire them because they get to go traveling for 6 months out of every year, if that sounds good to you, you're meant to experience that. Or if you admire them because they have an amazing family life and you see, like, you appreciate their marriage and the way they interact with their children, if they have children, like, you are meant to experience that. So I just want you to take a moment and just really, like, you know, sink into that author and really just, like, feel the essence of them and what you so admire. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more, too, just a little bit further into the call. Like, maybe this author, maybe you really admire that they work just 3 to 4 days a week. And you'd really like that. So you can spend more time with your family, or you can spend more time traveling, or time resting, or reading. Or maybe you're admiring this author because they are invited on television often, quite often. Like, you've seen them on videos, or you've seen them on PBS, or you have seen them on Oprah, or you have seen them somewhere else online on YouTube videos, or you've seen them be interviewed by someone else you really admire. If that's really sticking out for you, there's a good chance that you are destined to experience that as well. Or maybe you admire this author because they are invited to be speakers and they're paid really well for it. Or you admire them for whatever reason. I mean, maybe you just admire them for the way that they share things or their honesty. Whatever it is that you admire about this author, just go ahead and connect into that for a minute. So they all got into their books, into writing these books for different reasons. And I don't know, even as I look at the two books of mine next to me, I don't know what their reasons exactly were. But the biggest thing that I do see behind books is that, and especially you, if you're thinking about doing this, is like you have this desire to share more with the world and to really make this world a better place through the new views and the new ideas that you have, and you're really ready to release those into the world so the world can benefit. And I also know that if you are in business and your creativity is the thing that supports you, that you also need to be compensated for this. It's a requirement that you have money so you can live and thrive and eat great food and get massages if you want and do whatever you need to do to live a very fulfilling and complete life for yourself. So I want to talk about some of those steps to becoming a published author. As I said, I actually hired a book coach. Like, I specifically hired someone who knows the ins and outs of the publishing industry. Like, she leads me through that, right? Like, she is the person. But I want to talk just a little bit about, you know, steps to becoming a published author if that's what you're wanting. So one of the biggest things is to really have support for this. Like, I hired a book coach. Unless you already have these skills in place, like, you will need someone to support you in this and someone who can really show you the ins and outs of the writing process. And it's also really important, too, to get clear on the purpose of your book. So what are you wanting that book to bring you? So just as an example, here's what I see for my book. So I know that the purpose of my book, like, I intend to bring it to all of my speaking engagements. And I'm probably, like, as of now, I'm thinking that the self-publishing route is going to be the best for my book. And it's perfectly fine to do that. So I'm going to bring it to all my speaking engagements. I'm going to sell it from the back of the room. I'm going to bring it to every business fair that I go to. And what I really see it doing is a book lets future clients connect with us. So it lets them really connect with us in a very deep way, which means that the people who read your book, they're going to be more likely to really seek out your support and invest in your services after they've read the book. And I'm looking at a different book that I have on my shelf called Busting Loose from the Money Game, and it's written by Robert Sheinfeld. And I remember a couple years ago when I read it for the first time that I mean, toward the end, I was like, maybe I should hire this guy. I mean, I was that into it and just that open and that available to hire him. So it's an amazing way for people to get to know you without actually having to meet you. It's an amazing marketing tool. And it's something really to let people get started with so they interact with you in that very personal way through just reading the book. So as you are deciding the purpose of your book, you're going to have to make an outline and a book coach can really help you how to do that. And you're going to fill in the words. So I have an outline, and then all I do is I just fill in each chapter, each section with words and writing. Of course, you'll need to decide on titles and subtitles and things like that. And then you'll have to decide on a publishing route. If you want to go self-published, or if you want to you can also actually go through a publishing house. It takes a little longer, though. And then after that, get ready, because you're most likely going to go on book tours. You are going to be doing promotion for the book, so that will probably include filming promotional videos for your book, depending on if you go through a publisher, like a big-time publisher. They might have you do a completely different marketing campaign for your book. But like I said, I'm not there yet, so that's something that a book coach could fill you in on. But I just want you to know that this is not out of your reach. It's not out of your reach at all. I mean, this is something that you can get started on right away. And quite often, honestly, it just takes accountability. And when you're really in this ready place where you're like, yeah, I'm ready to do the book, it's like then you just go for it. And it's so helpful to have someone there really holding you and supporting you along the way. So there are a few other things that authors often have. And this goes back to that idea of becoming the author you most admire. So some of you are looking to publish books eventually, and some of you are also here, and I know you might not even be interested in publishing a book. And that's actually okay, because this is about energetically shifting who you are to become the author you most admire. And this, like I said, it doesn't mean being a copycat of another person, but it actually means you starting to think of yourself as an author, as a respected teacher in this world. So there are a few things that authors often have. One of the biggest thing that I actually, and it was something that I experienced, was I had multiple mentors at one time when I was starting to write my book. So I had a need for two people, and then I think I was even doing some other mentorship on the side too, but I had a need for two people. I needed my business coach, because she was showing me how to make money through my business, how to really find clients, how to grow everything, and then I needed my book coach, because that was a very specific thing. Like, I didn't know how to write a book, so I needed both. So I want you to go ahead and, like, through this process, if you really want to become that author that you most admire and you really want to grow, like you want to do more speaking, you want to be up on stage more, you are maybe, you know, wanting to be more visible, even if that sounds a little, like, it makes you a little bit nervous right now, but really, like, you want to be more visible, I highly recommend having a support system in place. And that will probably be multiple mentors at one time, and they'll probably each serve their purpose. I know today here, like, there are some of you on the line thinking about having me as your mentor, and we'll get a chance to talk about that a little bit and what that might look like. But whoever it is, like, you absolutely need people holding you accountable, especially with book writing. It's really nice to be held accountable to time frames so you actually complete the chapter and get it done. And to just be open to having a lot of support and people just showing you how to do things, how to move forward. So I actually, let me just shift gears for a second. So I really, like, so there's this huge energetic side to this, right? So, like, really becoming seen as the authors that you admire. And I want to talk about that. And Especially like in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about a really easy process that you can use to get out of low self-esteem or low worth in your business. And I know you might be wondering, like, wait, what does that have to do with book writing? This is actually huge. So if you are ever finding yourself where you're getting into a place of feeling like you're not enough, like you're not good enough, your clients and your potential clients can feel it. And like they can feel any of these like low self-esteems that shows up and things like that. So it's especially difficult if you sink into feeling not good enough when you're talking to potential clients or you're stating your prices. So there is actually this way where we can energetically shift into the persona of these authors that we admire. And I'm going to share how to do that in just a few minutes. It's this way where you can really shift out of that energy so you come into conversations as a really confident person, like the confident person that you truly are. Underneath anything about your personality now, like I know that underneath you are confident and you know what you're doing. And to be able to do this and to make this energetic shift, it's going to allow you to make so much more money and things in your business are going to be so much easier. And so I'm going to talk about that in a couple minutes. But just real quick, I wanted to, like I said, because I know that there are some of you on the line right now getting to know this work, really seeing what I've been doing and the support that I offer, I really want to take a few minutes to talk about that. I had a few people email me and connect with me over the last week, and I really want to answer some of their questions that they sent me, and as well as some of yours too. So last week, if you were on the call with me last week, we were talking about how to have your first keynote speech, so be up on stage, and to turn it into $7,000, which was thrilling. That was something that I actually did with my first keynote speech. I turned it into over $7,000 of income in just a couple months' time through my company. So while you're listening, I want you to go ahead and hop on over to the page avawaits.com. So www.avawaits.com/October bonuses. And I'm doing some really fun things right now that I would love to share with you. So you can hop on over to that. Or if you are listening through the webcast, there's a little box that is just on the – should be on the left of your screen if you're listening to the webcast. And you can just click on that and and you'll see that right there. It's, turn 20 minutes into $7,000. So if you get on stage with author, with the term author behind your name, it packs a much bigger punch. And you'll see this everywhere. You know, you have people going up on stage and they're authors of something, creators of something. It's just this huge piece that you can add to your credibility. And it helps you really be seen as that expert up on stage. So last week I was talking about how I actually did turn those 20 minutes that I had up on stage into $7,000. And interestingly, I don't have my book yet, right? It's not out yet. So I can only imagine how big, like when you go up on stage, if you already had those skills to be able to turn a 20-minute conversation into $7,000, and then you go up on stage with your book, and you have that available too, and you have that, you're selling it in the back of the room and you have it as a way to really just get to know people and people get to know you through the book. Like, I can't even imagine how much bigger that income might be for you through your business when you have your book and when you also know how to make $7,000 from speaking for 20 minutes on stage. So what I want to go ahead and invite you into is right now I have 6 sessions. They are open over the next week until our next call, which is on the 16th of October. I have 6 sessions that are they're called Turn 20 Minutes into $7,000 Sessions. And they are complimentary sessions that you can choose to book with me. And, you know, these sessions, like, they're really for people who, like, if your intuition is telling you that it might be time to work with me and you'd like to go ahead and learn more and to book one of these sessions, what you can do on that page, so again, that's avawaits.com/October bonuses. There's an application that you can fill out there, and you'll just be able to fill that out. You can email it to us. Just send it back right away today or tomorrow. And if you qualify for one of these turn 20 minutes into $7,000 sessions, we're going to go ahead and get in touch with you, and we will find a time to talk in the next week. And we can do that over the phone, especially if you're listening from another country or you're listening from across the United States. So I definitely want to invite you into that and just make that open and available. The reason we're going to do these sessions, I have these six sessions scheduled into the next week, is because I'm offering some really great and big bonuses with some of my private coaching programs right now. And these are bonuses that are going to be available through 1 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, October 16th. So if we end up getting together in one of these turn 20 minutes into $7,000 sessions, and like you are really absolutely ready to do that, like we can put you on stage so quickly if you're ready for it. Like that's what it takes, right? That you have to be ready for it. So if we can get you on stage and have you turn a 20-minute talk into $7,000 and you know, even get you started on your book, or if you have a book going, we'll get you a ton of publicity for it. That is something that you can do by working with me. So those bonuses for the coaching programs, if it ends up that we are a really good match in coaching together, they're at avawaits.com/October bonuses. So you'll be able to see all of the coaching programs sit out there. And just for a minute, actually, I'm just going to take you through, I had a couple questions about these that I want to answer, and then we'll get right back to that energetic shift that you can make, and how you can really bring your confidence in to start working with a higher caliber of clients. So just real quickly, I have bonuses right now for three of my private coaching programs, and the one that like is for people who are just absolutely ready to become the authors that they most admire. Like they are just so ready. I mean, you have some of your business structure in place already. You've worked with people. You've probably been speaking before, but there's probably just something that's holding you back from having all the money and all the clients that you're really desiring. And if that's you, I want you to go ahead and take a look at my program called Take Your Place. And that is like when you are absolutely ready to be confident in what you're offering and to be really rewarded for it. So you'll see some more information about that. Like you've probably been enjoying some consistent income for the most part, but you also know that you're not charging what your services are really worth. And if you're in this place where you're feeling some discord, like where your clients are acting funny and maybe they're noticing that you aren't really holding to your true value, then this program is really for you, because it's really time to be taken seriously and to really be seen as an expert in your industry. So that's what the Take Your Place program is all about. Right now, the bonus on that is a complete, you get a half VIP day with me. So this is something, there are even some VIP days in that Take Your Place program, but you get an extra half VIP day. And this is something that we can do either over Skype, or you can actually fly in and meet me. I'm in Olympia, Washington, and then, you know, I go traveling too. So depending on when we do your half VIP day, you could actually come meet me at a location I'm traveling to, or you can join me in the Olympia area. So that's really exciting. And then the second program that's also available and also has a big bonus attached to it right now is called I Am Wealth. And if you are on the phone right now, and whenever I talked about, you know, investing money in things, just like how I had to find the money for the book coach because I knew it was time. If you're on the phone right now and you find that sometimes that talking about money and experiencing money and using money in your life, it sometimes just causes a little bit of tightness in you and sometimes just a little bit of fear, I really want to recommend the I Am Wealth program, because it's really like it's ready for you if you started hearing more about this idea called wealth consciousness, and you're really curious about it. Like, you're ready to tap into universal resources, and there's also a part of you that, like, you are hands down done with feeling as though you're unable to take care of all of your monetary needs and desires. Like you're sick of just spending down to the last dollar. You're sick of, like, not having enough for yourself. I mean, you want – there. I know there are things that you want and there are things that you desire. You might even want more shopping trips. Like, you haven't been giving yourself, like, nice new things when you really do deserve it and when you've been working really hard in your business. So that's available. The I Am Wealth program is there. I find that people who are really resonating with that program, like, sometimes you stretch your dollars when you buy food and you hold back on gifting yourself with things. And sometimes I find that there's really a childhood story there. I know that I have a lot of childhood things show up with how money was treated in my family. And, you know, if you've experienced money shame in your childhood or in your past, and sometimes, you know, maybe you've even tried to cover that up, but you're really finding that those childhood wounds around money are affecting the amount of income that you earn right now through your job or through your business. So the I Am Wealth program is definitely open for you. And there is a special bonus. You actually get an entire 90-minute partial VIP day with me. So when you sign up for the I Am Wealth program by 1 p.m. on Wednesday, October 16th. So that's available. And then the last one that I just wanted to talk to you about, too, I know a few of you are actually in this place. I talked to a couple of you last week, and you were looking at getting into the Rising Entrepreneur Program. This is for people who are establishing their business. So you're in this beginning phase right now. Like, you've worked with some people, you've made a little bit of money, and you are just ready to expand into more. And it, you know, it may or may not be time to write your book yet. That's something that we could definitely discover when we start having our private coaching calls. But, like, you also, you're at this place, too, where if you've come from a regular job before becoming an entrepreneur, is that you've probably been conditioned to think that the way that you're going to receive more money is by working harder or for longer hours. And you might have pulled this mindset into the way that you're working in your new business. And unfortunately, it's leaving you exhausted and really just tight in the center of your body and stressed out. So in the Rising Entrepreneur Program, on top of putting in so many systems in your business, just really, you know, talking about how to choose referral partners, designing classes to attract the type of clients that you want, on top of that, we do everything in a really pleasurable way. That's just... like, that's how I like to run my business. I'm like, it has to feel good. You know, I started in nutrition first, and I always liked to eat like the Parisians did. Like, I wanted to have that laid-back, relaxed atmosphere. Yes, of course, you have to work. You have to do work, too, but, like, it's got to feel good. So I just want you to know that when you are looking at these options here and – when we are in that conversation and we're at that session talking about how to turn 20 minutes into $7,000, if you are feeling good, like if you're, yes, you might be experiencing some nervousness, of course, because all growth is quite often accompanied by nervousness. But if there's also, like, underneath it all, you're like, yes, 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 it's time. I'm so ready to move forward. That's when you really know that this is the right place for you, and it's also really the right time. So I would be just so excited and so honored to have you come join me in one of these sessions. So like I said, I have 6 of these sessions set aside, $7,000 in 20-minute sessions. So, so we can get together and do that. And the application, once again, is on that page, avawaits.com/October bonuses. You can go ahead and fill that out. Also, you know what I realized too, I know that some of the people who have been listening to these teleclasses, you and I have actually already had a conversation around working together. And if you're really feeling that it's time, like, you know, you and I probably already discussed whether it was time to work together or not. I know that, you know, a few of you have the green light, but you might have been putting up the red light for yourselves and not moving forward. So You know who you are. If you're really ready to get started, there are buttons where you can actually go ahead and just click and do your first deposit toward a program and get started. So I'm really excited to do that with you and to see where this can take you. And yeah, $7,000 from 20 minutes, like let's do it, right? Let's do it. So I want to go ahead and go back to what we were talking about just a little bit earlier as we get ready to kind of wind down from everything today. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, also on the page, the October bonuses page, there are a few stories that some of my clients were really excited to share with you. Some really just magical things that happened for some of my clients, and they are, those stories are at the bottom of the page. So that's just a wonderful way to stay inspired, is just to see what other people just like you are doing for their businesses and how they're growing their businesses. So let's transition back into talking about how you can get out of low self-esteem or that feeling of low self-worth, especially in your business, but in all areas of your life, like in romantic relationships, in monetary interactions, in whatever you're doing. So so I wanted to share this process, and first off, I just want to be really honest. I have had moments where I didn't feel like I was good enough, especially in my business. And it really almost feels like we as humans have some conditioning around that, where we're just, it's almost like we're trained to not feel good enough, like we're not enough, or we don't know enough, or we can't do that, or how's that ever going to work for me? And so I've had moments where things like that showed up. And there was one time where I was kind of near the lake in downtown Olympia, very close to where I live, and I was out there, and I was actually on the phone having a conversation with a friend, and I was having those feelings of not good enough. They weren't with her. They were in regard to a completely different situation, but I was having those feelings of not good enough, and eventually, I was continuing to talk to her, and I got off the bench where I was sitting, and I started walking, and I started just talking about myself in this future tense, and explaining to my friend, I was like, you know what, like, I'm going to be on stage, like, I am going to be doing huge things in this world, and when I look back on this, like, of course I'm good enough. So what I want you to go ahead and do right now with me is that if you have been feeling any sort of low self-esteem or low self-worth or anything like that, I want you to take a look at those books that are next to you, and I want to start having you imagine and really feel as though you are one of the great authors that you admire. And this doesn't mean that you have to actually get into their life. Like, this is you. You know, we're imagining you. But just imagine that that author is sitting next to you. They're your colleague. You totally have their phone number saved in your cell phone, so you can call them, you can text them anytime, like they are there with you, they are a colleague, they are an equal, you are an equal to that author, and I want you to really get into that energetic shift. So that shift where you really start to feel that, yes, like you are worthy of being on stage with that author. And there was one time where I was, just having a little bit of this, like, this low, like, I'm not enough story showing up. And I realized that, you know, if I could imagine myself as an author or as a really well-known teacher, that of course I was enough. And this has actually been a way that I've been able to take myself out of those feelings and bring myself into a state of confidence again, and to just know that I'm enough and I'm worthy, and so are you. Like, you are enough and you are worthy. And it's really helpful, because if you ever have those little concerns show up, maybe you're working with a client and you have that feeling like, why did this client hire me? Like, what am I actually doing for this client? Like, if that ever comes up, I just want you to go ahead and imagine your future self as this well-respected author or speaker or spiritual leader that you are, and just know that if whoever you're worried about, like you don't feel like you're enough for them, if they were interacting with you like you were that future author or leader, that of course you would be enough. So it's going to make you stand taller. It's going to make you feel more confident. It's going to change the way that you speak. It's going to also change the view of what you feel like is possible for you. And I know that with this energetic shift, you're going to start aiming for even bigger opportunities for your life and your professional life. So just know that if you were, we're just going to use Wayne Dyer as an example for a minute, that if you were like Wayne Dyer, and I apologize if you don't know him, I know not everyone does, but there are people in the world who have seen you on TV, they've read your books, they really admire your work, and they are willing, very willing and ready and really excited to invest in paying thousands of dollars for the services that you provide. Thousands of dollars. And you have people who are writing down quotes from your book or from your Facebook page or maybe quotes that you said on a video somewhere or an audio recording, and they're posting those quotes in their house as a way to inspire them. And just imagine, like, those are your quotes that they are posting around their house. And there are people who have your picture, your photo, and they have it glued to their vision board because they are just so eager and excited for the day where they get to meet you. And can you imagine with this shift in energy, what that is going to do for your business and your income? What I notice immediately is every time I do this shift of energy within myself and really start to view myself in that way, is that a higher caliber of clients come into my world. And I know it's going to do the same thing for you. It's really going to let a higher caliber of clients, really just happy people, great people, show up in your life and want to hire you and be really willing and excited to pay you really well for it. And you're going to stand out. So if you're ever feeling like that low self-esteem, low confidence, I want you to just start imagining yourself as the authors you most admire and just energetically become one of them and see yourself in that way. And it helps shift that immediately. So I definitely just want to thank you for being here. What I'm going to do is maybe, you know, I think for like the next 10 minutes, if there are any people, if any of you have any questions about, if there was anything else you wanted a little clarification on tonight, or if you have questions about the sessions that I talked about, so the sessions that you can book with me to really make 20 minutes into $7,000, those sessions, or if you had questions about any of the programs that I have listed or any of the bonuses up on that page, avawaits.com/October bonuses, you can go ahead and press *2, and that will it will raise your hand, so I'll be able to call on you from there. And then if you are listening online and if you have a question at all and you want to just go ahead and just type into the page, there's a little box so you can just type a question into the page. Okay, so once again, that's *2. If you happen to have a question, it's okay if you don't too. Okay, let me just see these. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, so I don't see anything coming through. That's great. My assistant Emma and I are going to be here through email too at support@avawaits.com. And we are just so excited. I know some of you I have not had a chance to talk to yet, so I'm really excited to talk to you and really excited to have one of the sessions with you, so that'll be great. And maybe you can even get some really great bonuses if you and I decide to work together. So great. Thank you so much. It's just really an honor to be here and to be sharing this information. And all of you are just amazing people, and you have a lot to share with the world. And just, you know, don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything about not feeling like you're good enough or lack of money or fear, like, just don't let it hold you back, because there are people who really, really need to hear your message. So keep moving forward. I look forward to connecting with a few of you in the sessions. And for the turn 20 minutes into $7,000 sessions. And with that said, I just want to wish you a really great night, and we will be reconnecting again for the third teleclass in the series on the 16th, Wednesday, the 16th of October at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. So, great. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.